Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I apologize for leaving out the sign of the cross before the gospel. I knew something was missing. Speaking of being doers of the word, but not hearers only, we often hear the expression to put on Christ, or to be Christ-like. What does that mean? If you ever watch a really good character actor, when he has the part of a certain person to play, whether it's real or fictitious, he studies that person so thoroughly and so completely, he doesn't act like that person, and he doesn't act like he thinks that person would act. He becomes that person for that play or that movie. The good actors do. For that period of time, they are that person they are playing. And it's the same with us as Christians, as Catholics. What it means to put on Christ. We must become Christ. We must study Him, meditate on Him, in such a way that He becomes us or we become Him. And everything we do and say and think is as He would say or do or think. As we go through our daily lives, as we're setting the table, do we set the table because we have to? Or do we set it for the love of God, as our Lord would set it? As we carry out the garbage, or clean the house, or repair the front door, do we do these things because they have to be done? And in the easiest and quickest way we can to get them done? Or do we put our love and our hearts into even these mundane chores for the love of God, as our Lord would and did? As parents, do we raise our children? And do we regard each other as Christ would and did, as Joseph and Mary did? As we ask ourselves these and a million other questions similar, the God that we are comparing ourselves to, the Christ, which one is it that we have in our mind as we're asking our questions? Is it the Christ that is and was? Or is it our version of Christ? Do we paint a picture of Christ according to the way we think He should be? Or do we look at Him as He really is? Do we bring Him down to our level? Or do we attempt to go up to His level? It's much easier to bring God down to our level. We have to be very careful But we don't picture God as being a very strict, unforgiving disciplinarian, a super pious, sweet Jesus type of person, which he was not and is not. On the other hand, we must not think of him as an easygoing, all-forgiven being. We must not consider ourselves as a child who is a teacher's pet and knows that he or she can get away with certain things that the other kids can't, because they know that the teacher overlooks it on their regard. God treats and sees each one of us individually compared to his light. The only way we can have a proper, clear picture of our Lord and of God is through the eyes of faith, through much study and meditation. God is there. He is real. But we often have problems believing that. We have trouble sometimes really accepting the fact that he is as real as a person sitting next to you, or as real as a person that I am looking at or talking to. And because we don't often see him with the eyes of faith, we kind of forget that he's there. And we go about our lives, we might think about him in the morning and in the evening, and only when we're in trouble. But the rest of the time, he's somewhere off there in the distance. We know he's there, but he's not completely real to us. When we receive the sacraments, when we attend Mass, when we say our prayers, are we actually in the presence of a real being in our minds? Or again, is it just something that we're doing because we know we must do it, or we'll go to hell? With the eyes of faith, we see God present, not only on the altar, especially on the altar, but not only on the altar. We see him all around us. We see him in each other. We see him in ourselves. And then we act accordingly. We act as Christ would act, because we see God. It's when we no longer see him, we forget about him, we have all the arguments and the debates and the pettinesses and the selfishnesses and everything else. But if each one of us became Christ, heaven on earth is what we would have. It sounds impossible, But it must not be, because our Lord himself told us, be ye perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Sure, we're only human, and as long as we are human, we will fail and fall, and unfortunately, often deliberately turn our backs on God. But we must never make God an excuse to give up. We must always pick ourselves up. We must always turn back to God. And we must always put back on Christ the moment we realize we put him off. So, my good people, I ask you to go home today and be aware that Christ is in the car with you, and act accordingly. You don't need anybody else to tell you whether you are truly acting, whether you are truly living, whether you are truly being Christ-like or not. Your own consciences will tell you if you would only listen to him. May God bless each one of you, especially on this Memorial Day.